Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Happiness Looks Good on You podcast. My name is MJ. I'm a full-time van lifer, entrepreneur, golf addict, and your host. In this podcast, we'll chat about mindset, spirituality, golf, of course, full-time solo travel, navigating entrepreneurship, and most importantly, what it looks like to be happy through it all. My goal is to be in your ear and by your side every single week, encouraging you to follow your intuition and to discover and do whatever it is that makes you the happiest by sharing my experiences doing exactly that. Because we only get one loop around this life, and happiness looks really fucking good on you. So I learned something about myself today after spending the day hanging out with John L., our new landlord slash roommate slash friend. We're just 40 years apart in age. But after spending the entire day with John L., going hiking to a waterfall and having a beer and then going and getting margaritas and guacamole, and Rory being there and being welcomed and just like having a really fun day doing childlike things and just being free, and hearing John L. talk and hearing his stories and hearing the things that he reflects on as a 75-year-old who has lived a very long, hardworking life. He has outlived most of his friends and his family. He's lost a child. He has been through a lot of shit. He's worked really hard. He's played really hard. He's figured out what life is all about. You know, he has this magic potion that works for him that allows him to still love his life, even though he's experienced all of this, you know, sadness and tragedy and suffering throughout his life. Hearing the way that he views things and hearing the way that he chooses to think and live every single day, it makes me think so deeply all the time. And I love that. I love putting myself around people who challenge me to just think beyond what I'm feeling in the moment. Because when you start to seek those types of relationships with people, they come when you need them. And I feel like I'm personally in need of a perspective shift. So I'm really grateful that we met John L. I'm really grateful for who he is as a person. I'm really grateful for him allowing us to live in the studio apartment. I'm just really excited to see where all of this is heading. But after spending the day with him, He really got me thinking on a lot of things. And the way that he is always so enthusiastic about telling Brian and I the places he wants to take us and the things that he wants to take us to see, the way that he lights up about it, and then seeing today him telling me about this place, this waterfall that we hiked to, and then experiencing it together, and the things that he did and the way that he presented it, the way that he talked about it, the way that he led up to it, the way he made space for me to have an experience with this thing that he loves so dearly and to experience it on my own initially so that he's not a present factor. Like, he's basically just here. I'll tell the story of what I'm referring to, and this will make more sense. He was telling me about this waterfall. It's probably a 15-foot waterfall. The rain in California has been crazy the last few weeks, so this waterfall is pumping. He said he's been going to this waterfall for, you know, 20 years, and there's hardly ever more than a piss stream coming out of it. And the amount of water that was coming out of this waterfall was unreal. And so we get to it, and you just have to walk over this little bridge and kind of around a corner. And then you can see it when you walk over the bridge, but he got to it first because I was kind of standing back, I think with Rory or something, and I didn't realize we were at the waterfall. And he gets to the point where you cross the bridge, and once you get on the bridge, you can see the waterfall. He gets to the bridge and he stops, and then I finally get up to him and he's watching my face as I realize we're at the waterfall. So my face lights up and I was like, oh, it's right there. Now you still have to walk a little bit further, but you can see it. You've got a clear shot to it from this bridge. He was like, I'm going to wait right here for a minute. You go on ahead. Because he knows. He knew what was on the other side of that bridge. He knew the awe that I was in the beginning process of experiencing. He recognized that, and then he let me have that experience on my own to myself because he knows how great it was, because he had that same experience yesterday. He hiked this waterfall yesterday and then we went back to it today. But the point of that story and why I was pulling that back in was because he makes space for me to experience things the same way that he does, because he knows that I appreciate them that same way. And it's really beautiful because I learned today about myself that I do that exact same thing. I have seen life be so fucking cool and fun, and I felt so alive and I felt so free. And just a short while ago, I did not feel this way. And I feel like I have learned this secret. I feel like I have learned this magic way of living that is completely attainable in any other form of life. You don't have to live in a school bus to experience this stuff. You don't have to make crazy decisions in your life to experience this stuff. You just have to be intentional about it. And I have this secret that I want to share, but I don't want, I don't feel right just telling people about it. I don't feel quite aligned just talking through the steps of how to do it. I want to physically show people. Like I want to, like John took me to that waterfall and then kind of set me free to go experience it. However, I was going to, whatever that meant for me, I want to foster that same experience for people when it comes to magic in the world. I want to take you to the waterfall and let you let the water rush from the waterfall wash over your face. I want you to be able to swim behind the waterfall. I want you to be able to like touch it, feel it, see it, smell it, just take it in, feel the energy of that magical fucking moment for yourself. I don't just want to tell you about it and then hope to get you there. And so I think what all of this made me realize when it comes to me trying to figure out how I want to put myself out there as a mentor, as a coach, as a guide, as something in some way that helps people start to realize the aliveness that is just right there in front of you. And in all of these like total waves of thought, one came up and it just, A, it made me feel so aligned and so good about this retreat that's in the works, because a retreat is an opportunity for me to guide people to experience this too. And then B, it gave me the idea for this mini series that I'm launching next week to provide extremely tangible, simple things that you can do in your life that can be a part of your day that are not crazy spiritual things, that are just really, really practical things that I have done myself that I've noticed that caused insane shifts in my life. And you can do them if you want and see what happens for you. See if they initiate a shift. But I want to run off on a tangent and talk about this retreat for a second, because the epiphany that I had about this retreat and about how I'm starting to learn about myself and what it is that I am passionate about is so exciting for me. And knowing how I felt, knowing what I experienced on the retreat that I went on, and just noticing the smallest, tiniest details in the way that the sun hit something, and noticing that there was an outdoor shower there that I made sure I used, you know, the hammocks, the all of the different seating areas, all the things that you have access to that make it really special, that make it a part of your life, not just you being this foreign person in this house that's not really your experience, like actually indulging yourself in the whole thing made me actually start to feel like it was possible for me. And not just it being this like big luxurious home, but just whatever I wanted to be possible for me was possible for me, because I was in this place doing these things. I was touching it, I was feeling it, I was seeing it, I was smelling it, I was petting the local dogs, I was taking a cold shower in the outdoor shower in the backyard of the villa. I was doing and just really digging my heels in. And I want to be able to, and I will be able to take women along that same ride and just take them to the bridge where they're going to cross and start to see it and say, I'll wait here. You go. But I just want to get them to the first step of that bridge, because that's the hardest place to get to. And that is the place that I have like mastered getting to. My ability to accidentally find fucking magic in this planet is not on purpose. The way that I can just open my arms and fall into a net that I know is down there, but I've never seen down there. I didn't peek over and make sure the net was there before I fall. That's just not my style. I know the fucking net is there, and I open my arms and I just close my eyes and I just fall forward. And then I'm doing flips and shit on the way down, and I'm having fun on the way down. And I wasn't always like that. I know I can, I mean, like pinpoint exactly the moments in life that built evidence and started to support my belief that the net was going to be at the bottom to catch me when I, you know, take this huge leap and fall. And I want to, and I have this gift now of knowing that that exists. And so I know that if someone told me that existed, you know, when I started this journey, I would have been like, you're a fucking idiot. That's not how it works. And so I know that if I try to tell somebody that that's how it works, they're going to say, no, Megan, you're a fucking idiot. That's not how it works. So my goal and my desire and my passion, and I'm so excited to do this, I've always been excited doing this, is to lead people to the place where they can go and experience it themselves. Allow the magic to happen. Be the you know, the creator of an experience. Push people to just let go a little bit or enough to allow magic in, and then put my hands up and let the universe do the rest. And let that person experience it however they're going to experience it, so they can do with it what they will. I just want to allow space in people's lives. I want to help people to allow space in their lives for the magic to come in. Because once you taste it once, once you experience it once, you know that it's out there, and then you on your own are going, or more than likely going to want to seek it more. I have no doubt about that, because it will 100% ignite your soul. It will light your soul on fire, and it will activate everything inside of you. Your intuition's going to start moving, your spirit's going to start stirring, your joy, your happiness, all of these things. Even if it's not an immediate shift, those things are going to start stirring in you, and they're going to want to come out more. So it's not like I feel if I help people see this magic way of living that they're going to be like, yeah, that's not for me, because that's just not how it works. Because it is your soul that we're talking about here. It is your feeling of aliveness. It is your feeling of being free. And I'm getting chills as I'm saying this, because I know how important this is. This is our fucking lives. You are not here to work your life away. You are not here to suffer your life away. You are here to have fun and enjoy it. And I'm so passionate about this. Coming back to that feeling of alignment with the retreat was validated today when I made that realization that I have this desire to guide people there. I want to show people. I want to help guide them to the point where they feel the feeling that I know exists, and then let them run with it. Let them interpret it how they will. Let them process how they will. Ignore it. Dive into it, like however it resonates with them. I want them to be able to then choose and decide. But I just want to get them to the front of that bridge so they can keep going and see the waterfall. And so the retreat obviously isn't until, you know, later this fall. That's a long way away. I was like, I feel the pull to put something out about ways to initiate a shift or start to make room for things to begin moving in your life, whatever that means to you. I'm being totally cryptic on purpose, because I don't know your situation. I don't know what your goals are. I don't know what you're listening to this podcast for. I've been wanting to put something out that sort of documents or shares my style of how I got to this sort of like awakened, conscious, intentional headspace. That is where the rest of my life started to shift. And getting to that space of awareness, that is my version of the bridge that leads to the waterfall. Just being present in your mind, being present in your body, kind of pulling yourself out of the flashby that your life is, right? When you get into a routine, when you get into flow, when you have a job and you have things that need you daily, and you kind of get in this grind of responsibilities and forget to like pull out every once in a while. And so I want to get you to pull out of that for a bit and then stay there, ultimately. And then I want that to look however it looks for you. For me, it looked like living in a school bus and quitting a great job and just being a fairy. But whatever that looks like for you, I just want to get you on the hike. I want to get you excited for the hike, and I want to get you to that bridge, and I want you to see the waterfall. So how I plan on doing that is I have identified things that have caused a ripple effect in my journey. And some of them happened, I mean, like almost instantly once I started implementing this thing. Others were more of an initiator of a slow shift or a slow pivot, or me pulling away from some identity and kind of moving into something else. Like it was all over the place. And so these things that I'm going to be sharing have no specific ranking, have no specific order in which to do them. They are all just things that I've done that I've noticed impacts from in some way or another that got me to where I am now, really, and the way that I think now and the way that I believe now, and ultimately how I created this life living completely freely and just having fun and pursuing joy and also making money and surviving and doing better than surviving, like actually fucking loving my life. The thing that makes me so excited about what I'm going to be sharing is that they're not spiritual. I'm not going to tell you to meditate. I mean, I will, but not in this series. These are not spiritual things. These are like practical life things that don't actually feel like you're doing something to improve yourself. They don't feel like these kind of checklist, like the hard things. They're very practical, simple things that you can do in your everyday life that I did in my everyday life that allowed me to start having fun in my everyday life. And I think that is the key. I didn't do them with the intention of shifting my life, but I started doing them and then they shifted my life because I started appreciating every little moment. I started having fun in little moments. I started having fun in each day. And once you start having fun, once you start enjoying each day, that is when you start to open up to magic. And these things radically changed my life. And so they're all meant to just be put out there. And if you resonate with something, if you're like, you know what, fuck it, I'll try that and let's just see what happens. That's the energy. That's what I'm after. That's why this is called Let's Just See What Happens, because that is really how I stumbled into this in the first place, how I feel like I've stumbled into what my life is right now. And that's where I feel like the fun happens. And I also just feel like that is my greatest gift, the ability to just jump in head first and say, we'll figure it the fuck out. Let's just see how it happens. Let's see how it goes. That is truly where all of my most magical moments that I've experienced, when I'm in that energy, that's where things have happened and where things have shifted. So what the format is going to look like, what this mini series is going to look like, the name of it is Let's See What Happens. And it is a mini podcast series. The only thing I know for sure about it is that it's going to be 4 weeks long and there will be at least 2 mini episodes for each of those weeks. There very likely will be more. And the reason I say that I know it's at least going to be 4 weeks and there's at least going to be 2 episodes is because right now I have 8 things on this list. And each time I really dive into this or each time I get inspired, there's something else that I come up with. So there might be more than 8, but there will be at least 8 and there will be at least 2 episodes for each week for 4 weeks. And I love this format because what it does is this is me attempting to balance my masculine energy and my feminine energy, because my feminine energy is so strong. It is where I rest and I just like to go with the flow. That's how this entire podcast has been this whole time. If I feel inspired, I record an episode. I have probably 20 episodes that I never published because I got self-conscious and I let fear get the best of me, but I've been publishing episodes as I felt inspired. But I am striving for more consistency. I want to start putting an active effort into this life that I'm trying to create. So I'm starting here. I'm starting with this podcast. I'm starting with what I know. So I'm putting the structure around it, right? I'm bringing some masculine energy into this. And I'm saying, I have 8 things on this list. I don't want to constrain myself to only 8 because there's a very good chance that somewhere in this process, I will come up with more things that I want to share. And I don't want to have to say, oh, just kidding. There's not 8. Now there's 10. I want to leave it open. So I promise at least 8, and because I feel like, you know, there is some sort of structure that people also like to be able to rely on, and I appreciate that. I also like to be able to rely on that, but I want to allow space for more things to happen. So for the next 4 weeks, starting next week, come along for the ride. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is listen. Or if you don't want to listen, don't listen. I hope you come along for the ride. I'm so excited if you do. If you do, reach out to me. Let me know. Share it to your stories or send it to a friend who you think is also maybe going through something or wanting to shift their lives too, and invite them to go through this and do these things with you. If you are going to be a part of this, if you made it all the way to the end of this episode, I appreciate the fuck out of you as always. And I'm really excited. Let's see what happens.